Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The Oregon Ducks host Michigan State this weekend. Friday. Mm. Friday night game.
Anybody we know coming in?
Yeah, Jonathan Smith. Ever heard of him?
Yeah. I feel like I know that name.
Aiden Chiles. Ever heard of him?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Vaguely familiar.
He's on that team. He's on that team, too. As is, Jack Velling. Heard of him?
Again, sounds familiar.
Well, how about Antonio Gates Jr.? Remember, Antonio Gates' kid.
That's right.
Plays for Michigan State.
God.
How about that? Well, the Michigan State Spartans coming in on Friday, they are 3-2 on this here season in college football. 3 wins to their resume: Florida Atlantic, Maryland, and Prairie View. The last two have not gone well. They got beat by Boston College on the road and then got drubbed by Ohio State this past weekend at home, 38-7. And we know this about Jonathan Smith. He is a builder, a roster builder and developer of talent. He is also a culture guy that it takes a couple of years. Oregon State saw this. It takes a couple of years for everything to kind of take hold. And they're going through that right now. 3-2 start to your season. That's nothing to shake a stick at, but they are far away from the vision and the roster that I think Jonathan Smith is going to want in East Lansing. And especially, it's been a very shaky start for Aiden Chiles as a redshirt freshman coming in this season.
Yeah, there's been moments where you're like, that's the dude right there, 19-year-old, and this, you understand why all the talent's there. And then there's
sophomore this year.
There's been absolutely baffling decisions made by him that you're just like, what the hell are you doing, kid?
He's only completing 56% of his passes, 5 touchdowns to 8 interceptions this year. Not quite living up to the billing and really the flashes that we saw in limited time at Oregon State a year ago. Well, Jonathan Smith was asked a lot during his weekly availability, but boy, some of these questions that Jonathan Smith was getting yesterday, I mean, truly, truly baffling stuff. Just listen to this question. And the response from Jonathan Smith.
You left Oregon State, and obviously Oregon left the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 kind of started imploding and stuff like that. I'm just curious if there's any like type of survivor's guilt for the players or the coaches or the programs that like have left the Pac-12 and kind of left behind like Washington State and Oregon State. And I know that they're obviously playing in different situations now, but do you know what I'm trying to ask?
I guess, you know, that conference was a historical conference of champions, and that's painful when that kind of goes away. There is some pride and grit to the two great places that are still there, Washington State and Oregon State, and so they play at a high level. Shoot, they're playing at a high level this year. And so I think a lot of us, regret, but just do remember how great that conference was and know how good those two universities are.
Survivor's guilt?
Yeah, no.
Does he have survivor's guilt?
Well, I love that. Do you know what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah. It's not war. It's not a terrorist attack.
Nobody died. I mean, the Pac-12 conference is on life support right now. They're looking like they're gonna pull out of this thing. Yeah. Survivor's guilt over leaving.
They're gonna walk again someday.
Look, yeah. this is my whole thing with the reporter who asked the question and these types of questions being asked to players. And look, this is also for Oregon State and Washington State fans too.
Real quick. Do we know if this reporter is a normal beat reporter, if this is a news reporter?
Yeah. It's somebody that is there regularly, I guess. They were in person, so.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because sometimes you get a question like that comes from the news side.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody who's there every day.
Well, here's the deal, though. Jonathan Smith was in a situation where he was taking a look around and reading the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he was wanting and what he had a vision of.
He went back home. Yeah.
And it was to grow Oregon State into a viable, competitive team at a major conference. Mm-hmm. That obviously took a hit, right?
Nothing that he did caused that to happen.
Absolutely nothing, right? This is akin to that reporter there, working for, say they were, I don't know what publication she was with because they didn't say it, but say she was with the Detroit Free Press,
mm-hmm.
right? It's an established paper, a great paper. Mm-hmm. And then the Detroit Free Press goes, yeah, so we're going down to a weekly publication. Mm-hmm. And
we are no longer the paper of record.
You're not going to be able, our distribution isn't going to be nearly what it has been. And we also, as time goes on, we're not going to be able to pay you or what you deserve. So, you're going to stick around. And then her going, yeah, I'm going to go look for something that can pay me what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
That has the distribution and is a daily paper.
And you have survivor's guilt about that.
No, you don't have survivor's guilt about that.
It's called life.
That's what Jonathan Smith did. And I know, and it sucks for Oregon State fans. It sucks so bad for Oregon State fans that this is the way that it went down.
He didn't abandon you. He just didn't go down with the ship. It's like,
and everybody was looking for a life raft, right? And everybody was looking for survival at that time. And what survival looked like in your career was the idea of being in a power conference, right? And that's why all the other teams after USC and UCLA and then Colorado jump ship, that's why everybody else went, yeah, we got to find the place that we can have firm footing and we can be in a better situation moving forward. It's the exact same thing that Oregon State and Washington State are doing right now mm-hmm. to the Mountain West.
Yes.
The exact same thing. And what the Big Ten and the ACC and the Big 12, they were looking at the Pac-12 like Oregon State and Washington State fans are looking at the Mountain West right mm-hmm. now, which is we are in a better situation. We can see where the power vacuum is going.
Yeah.
And we are going to give these other teams an opportunity to have more stability and have a better, lifestyle moving forward for your athletic departments.
Does Boise State have survivor's guilt over Mountain West? No.
No.
You're just doing what you think is what you think is best for you and yours.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That is that's a question though. I gotta tell you, I heard the response from Jonathan Smith, and he handled that like a pro, as good as you can handle.
Better than
that.
Zion Williamson asked about Kendrick Lamar. Did you see that?
Oh no, I didn't.
Zion mentioned the music that he listened to in the offseason, and a reporter down there asked him why no Kendrick Lamar, and he was like,
"I'm a Drake guy."
Well, no, but it was just you're gonna ask me and justify his greatness? tell you, like, what? And he just got up and walked away. He ended his interview. Like, of all of the things that Zion has dealt with over the years, particularly around his weight and his health, the question about why no Kendrick Lamar was on his playlist was the thing that, like, broke him. And I was like, oh, interesting.
That is pretty brutal, though.
Yeah. The look on his face, it was very reminiscent of an incredulousness, like, akin to Allen Iverson with playoffs.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite the same, but it had that same, like, turned head, cockeyed a little bit, like,
yeah.
You serious? You serious, Clark? And it was just like, I didn't think him walking away was necessarily a bad thing. I just thought it was interesting that that was the thing. Because Jonathan Smith could have absolutely just lit her on fire verbally for that.
Like, yeah.
Are you kidding? We're playing football, lady.
Right.
We're not splitting atoms. We're not at war. Yo, where it's going on in the Middle East right now, that's survivor's guilt. Like, he could have really absolutely just lambasted her. And he didn't. He took the high road.
Yeah.
So, shouts to him for that.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
But he was also asked about, you know, there are a lot of coaches that are on this Michigan State staff that were with him at Oregon State and know the rivalry with Oregon. He was asked about that rivalry and how you kind of remove yourself and the staff's emotions because of hating Oregon for so many years.
Again, once the thing's kicked off, you're approaching it as, you know, as a coach of what can preparing the guys, and then throughout the game, you get locked in on the game. And so, and it's not just myself. Like you said, we got some other guys with connections to the place and all of that. And once it's kicked off, it's a college football game that you kind of emotionally approach it the same.
Yeah, right there. I mean, there is going to be, this isn't going to be like a normal Big Ten team coming in and just being like, hey, new team, really good, top 10.
Mm-hmm.
They got some hate still in their heart. Once the game kicks off, though, it goes back to normal.
It's still there, though. It lingers. You can't put it out. That little flame can't be snuffed out.
I appreciate the honesty from Jonathan Smith.
Handling it the right way.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
We don't like them.
Yeah. Guess what? I played at the school that hates them. I coached at the school that hates them. I lived in the city that hates them. It's in my blood.
Yeah. Don't have survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Because I'm a football coach.
Yeah. And not a World War II survivor.
Yeah,
the one guy that lives out of the B-17 that gets shot down, he's got survivor's guilt. The coach that goes to the Big Ten, not survivor's guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. Vancouver Ford text line. Holy cow, I don't think a show could be that far off on realignment. Bray was offered a spot on the raft and declined and chose to stay on the ship.
Did he
As a head coach.
Did he make like literal millions more than he was making beforehand?
in an opportunity that he wouldn't have. And Drent Bray is doing a really good job.
But nobody was going to hire him as a head coach.
No, not last year.
No.
No. And this is...
He did what was right for him and his.
This is realignment.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. If an Oregon State or Washington State fan can't understand that, might be the reason why they're in the spot they are.
Well, I mean, think about this. What if it was you, Oregon State or Washington State, instead of Cal or Stanford?
Yeah.
What if they were the ones that were left?
They would have gone.
Would you have been like, oh, we're going to stay and make... No, you're... No!
I get it that...
It sucks.
Be upset and bitter about it.
Yeah, but it's...
Also understand... Why this is the way it is right now.
It's a survival of the fittest. That's the closest we're getting here.
Damn. All right.
The Darwinian existence of college football. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.